So at that point in time, you just kept hearing false reports. I mean, well, you didn't know if they were false. You just kept hearing reports. We had absolutely no idea if our house had burned. We didn't know because we live a mile east of Shaw Feed Yard. We didn't know if they had burned.
And no one was over in that area to
tell you. Kendall was there, but everybody was so busy trying to, manage everything. And so we just kind of left it and prayed that it didn't burn. And if it did, then, and I felt horrible for Matt and Janae. I mean, and then later when you find out yours didn't burn, you feel guilty because we didn't lose any cattle. We didn't lose any property. I mean, it literally burned a mile from our house, a mile north of our house. It was just a big circle around our property, and which we were very fortunate for that. But it's almost like you have survivor's remorse, survivor's guilt.
Are there a lot of wheat fields around where you live?
Yeah. I mean, they're north of us, not so much. There, we have like a prairie dog town, and it literally burned a mile clear up to the fence line, a mile for north of our house. And then behind us, I believe there are some wheat fields because, I think Jeff Golden farms over there. I know, Bill, but I don't know that Bill Seacat Shaw's have, wheat fields around us too. So I'm not for sure.
So did you have livestock that was fine?
We had livestock, but our livestock wasn't even on our property at that point. We had all of our livestock. They had just shipped our cattle because Chris has his cattle, but he partners up with Jim Randall. So they had just brought the cattle from Garden City back to Keith Randall's place. So at that point in time, yes, because the next day after the initial fire, there was a big fire out there. So then they had to basically get all of our cattle, our cattle, their cattle, and put them on a wheat field. And so, we didn't know even then. But they lost fence and stuff like that.
So did Matt and Janae lose cattle?
They did lose some. When we didn't know until that next morning. So that night...
Did you go up to the school that night?
We went to the school. We still had the camper. We were probably at the school until...
Did you eat supper there?
Yes, but there wasn't very much left, so you just kind of grabbed what you could. And
what kind of things did they have for you to eat?
They had pizza. We had pizza. I think they had initially had like sandwich stuff, and they had cookies and bananas and apples. So those, I ate a banana and I think a piece of pizza, and I was fine. But,
where'd you spend the night?
We actually took the camper to a hookup. Justin York's mom has a camper hookup, and she said, I want you to just come and, hook up. And so that's what we did, which we hooked up, but we didn't realize that through the night that we ran out of propane to heat the camper, which Messy told you prior to, but it got downright cold. We have our dogs with us, and so we had three dogs in there with us, and we had all the kids, and we were just all snuggled up, because we had multiple people in there. So we got up probably about... 5:30 or 6.
What'd you do for breakfast?
I don't think we did anything.
Just came back?
We decided, they said that they opened the highway about 7, so that we just started heading back.
So what were your feelings coming back and looking at what? When did you first run into fire burn or damage?
I recorded it. Probably it was after protection, I think. But I recorded mostly when we were getting close to Matt and Janae's house because I didn't know what to expect. I knew it was gone, but I had no clue. And the closer you got, the smell in the air was just awful. It was, everything smelled like smoke, and it wasn't just smoke. I mean, it was, I don't know. I can't. It's so hard to describe the smell. And I'm sure it was cattle and, you know, I don't know. So we got close. The first house was a mile east. And that's where the barn and everything was. And we got closer where you could still see the barn standing. Mm-hmm. But at that point in time, we could not see any livestock. And we kind of popped up over a hill. And there were the horses and all the cattle, well, the majority of the cattle, and they were in these two little ponds. There were just two little tiny mud hole ponds, and that's where they hunkered down. And there, it was just burnt completely all the way around it. And the house was gone, and it was just still smoldering. And there were, it was just random, because there was the shed, and then there would be an outbuilding burnt. And then the barn wasn't burnt, but the shed wasn't burnt either. But then there was another little outbuilding burnt, and the whole entire house was burnt. And then you keep going about a half a mile, and then you see Matt and Janae's is completely gone, outbuildings, everything. And you can see where the washer and dryer was, and the propane is still just blowing fire out of it. And
did you shut that off?
I don't know that they did. I don't know for sure who did, but I know that they eventually did shut it off. But I mean, it was just disbelief. It was silent.
Was the wind blowing? Was there still fire around?
Yeah, you were still driving and there were still telephone poles that were fire. I mean, had flames. Still going.
What about the highway?
The highway was black. The highway would have random black spots on it. Like, and everything was just smoking. I mean, everything was just smoking.
Smoldering still,
yeah.
Kind of?
I mean, there were definitely spots that were still burning with flame. And then there were spots that were just smoldering with smoke.
So did you stop and see what you could...
I think we did pull in. I don't remember if we pulled in or not. I think we did pull in. We didn't pull into the first house. We pulled into where Matt and Janae were living. And
what about the vehicles that you left?
Yeah. So, Matt had just put down some rock, some gravel, and we were parked in the Charger closest to where the carport was, and it had a big part on there that was just like storage, you know, and like a shed area. And then, so it was our vehicle, then Matt's work vehicle was in the middle of that, and then Charlie's vehicle was kind of on the side, and so we're all kind of on the rock. And they were still there. There definitely was some damage, because the windshield, you could tell it got really hot, and it bubbled, and it's still, you can see it, it's out there. It melted the whole side part off. It was just completely out. We had to change some belts and things because it had melted some of the belts, I think, just from getting so hot. But it didn't ruin it. We didn't have to get new tires or anything like that, which I'm so surprised.
Yeah.
Charlie just had a lot of smoke damage and ash and soot in there. And Matt's was okay, too. I mean, and his was more protected because it was in the middle. Yeah. So
when you got to town, where did you go? Did you take Bessie back home, or what was the plan?
I think we did take Bessie back home. At that point in time, I think Tammy or Marilyn, I mean, they had already made plans to come back. But I don't even think we could go back to our house yet.
Was it still burning over that way?
I don't remember if it was.
That wouldn't let you out of town that way?
Yeah, because we stayed at Chance's for a while, Chance and Arcelli's, and I took a shower because, I mean, you just smelled of smoke, and it was just, I just remember that.
Did you have some clothes there?
Mm-mm. I had no clothes.
God knows. So, did you stay in town and like go to the school or someplace for food, or did you help make sandwiches and stuff for people?
We came here to church. We decided to